Indiana University voted last night to temporarily suspend fraternity events on its Bloomington campus, the latest attempt by university officials across the country to stop dangerous alcohol abuse and hazing. But at the University of Texas at Austin, there is a different story unfolding. As Nadia Hamdan reports from member station KUT, a new sorority for Muslims recently opened its doors.
It's just before 6 o'clock in the evening. A group of 10 women slowly trickle into a classroom. Tonight is their sorority's first chapter meeting. Each young woman sits at a desk with a binder and focuses on their president, Maria Hassim.
I was personally very, very excited and very, very nervous about my first chapter meeting. This is my first time doing it, but inshallah, I'll go ahead and I'll start doing it. And I know each semester I'll get better.
She uses the word inshallah, a commonly used Arabic expression that means God willing. Hassim feels comfortable invoking the name of Allah because this is a meeting of Mu Delta Alpha, the nation's first college-based Muslim sorority. Their founder is Samira Maddox.
I wanted somewhere that I can fit in while I was in college and have that full college experience.
Maddox started the sorority 3 years ago at the University of Texas at Dallas. She was born in Somalia, grew up in Canada, and has been living in the U.S. for 10 years. She says she started MDA simply because she was trying to find something like it on campus and couldn't.
I felt like there wasn't a place of belonging for me, being a Muslim woman, African-American. I was like, you know, maybe if we could have something for women only in a university, what could that be? It happens to be a sorority.
This year, the sorority launched two new chapters in Texas. Each campus held their Rush Week in September, and now over 60 young women call themselves Sisters of Mu Delta Alpha. But Maddox says reaching this milestone wasn't easy.
We were struggling so much that, you know, it took a while to get here.
Maddox received pushback when she decided to start MDA. Although UT Dallas supported her efforts, it was difficult to find a faculty advisor. She heard a lot of no's.
We could tell that people were scared. They've never had anything like this. You know, just Muslim people coming out of nowhere and saying, hey, do you want to be our advisor? You'll be responsible for any event that we do. You'll be the one who advocates for us at the school. There was a lot of pushback on that.
Even after she finally got an advisor, there were other challenges ahead. Their first rush brought in over a dozen young Muslim women. But some worried it would be a stereotypical Greek experience with parties and drinking. A strict adherence to the Muslim faith means no alcohol, and many of those first pledges decided not to join. That left MDA's founding class with only three people.
Everybody who thinks of sororities, they have the idea of the movies. You know, all those parties and in the houses or whatever they have. That's what people were thinking initially we were going to do. To them, it's like, why would you want to do that?
After a couple years at UT Dallas, people started to understand that Mu Delta Alpha's focus is less about the social and more about the professional. Their aim is to be a positive force for young women to help them on their journey to a successful career, while at the same time focusing on their Islamic identity. UT Austin chapter president Maria Hassim says one of their main goals is to find successful Muslim women and make them accessible to its sisters. They do that in part through a speaker series.
Essentially, I really wanted like this mentorship program that provided mentors that understood the types of struggles that Muslim women go through or Muslim girls go through as they grow up.
And it's that focus on young Muslim girls that sparked the idea for their first annual event, the Young Muslimas Summit. This year, the sorority held a conference in Dallas for around 200 young Muslim women ages 9 to 15. They offered workshops tackling topics such as body image, bullying, and education, and brought in speakers, including Bilqis Abdelkadir, the Muslim-American basketball player who was banned by the International Basketball Federation from playing in her hijab. She fought the ban and won. Sorority founder Samira Maddox says it's stories like that that she hopes will shatter the common misconceptions of Muslim women.
She needs to walk behind her husband. She has no say. She can't be a leader. She is not excellent. She has to stay at home because she's oppressed. But you know what? The most oppressive thing is when people believe that, especially women, when a woman thinks that I'm not empowered the same way as her.
Back in the classroom, one of the newest pledges of Mu Delta Alpha, UT sophomore Lina Barakat says an organization like this was just what she needed.
being Muslim to me is everything. It's the best part of me, I think. And I don't know, like my dream, I want to work in the UN. And I don't see that sort of role model yet. And so what I really love here is that we're becoming the mentors that we don't have right now.
She hopes other young pledges will look to her one day and say, I want to do what she's doing. When that happens, Barakat says she'll be right there, extending a hand. For Here and Now, I'm Nadia Hamdan.